Facebook's parent company, Meta, has some exciting news. They're working on new chatbots for their messenger service. These chatbots will have their own personality and will be experts in things like holidays or cooking. Meta wants to make artificial intelligence more accurate and personalized, and this is part of that effort. But they admit that the chatbots still have some limitations. At a recent event, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, talked about how amazing this year has been for AI. The main chatbot, called Meta AI, can be used for messaging and answering questions. Even celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Kendall Jenner are getting involved by lending their personalities to different chatbots. The goal is to create chatbots that not only give answers but also entertain us. Zuckerberg wants us to know that the chatbots can't answer everything just yet. They will start rolling out in the US in a few days. In addition to the chatbot news, Zuckerberg also talked about something called the metaverse. It's like a virtual world that Meta has invested a lot of money in. They also showed off their new virtual reality headset, Quest 3, which has cameras that let you see things in augmented reality. Even though Meta is investing a lot in the metaverse and virtual reality, they've actually lost $21 billion in their VR division this year. But don't worry, the Quest 3 headset will still be available starting October 10th. At the same time Meta made their announcement, another company called OpenAI, which is backed by Microsoft, said that their chatbot can now browse the internet for up-to-date information. Before, it could only use data from before September 2021. So, in summary, Meta is working on chatbots with personality for Facebook Messenger. These chatbots will specialize in different subjects and aim to give answers and entertain us. But they still have some limitations. Meta also talked about their investments in the metaverse and showed off their new virtual reality headset, Quest 3. Even though they've lost money in VR, they're still committed to making the metaverse a reality.